in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Yesterday was an exciting day when we launched for the Center for the Future of Work. The way it all began really has to do with what we've been observing as the rapid advancement of digital technologies and their disruption of work processes, places, and jobs as we have known them over the last so many centuries, if you like. Also realizing that new economies are built on digital platforms and related, and that things like artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, robotics, actually introduce new dynamics in the workplace. We want to assist companies, public, private, and even civil society, prepare for this unfolding future of work where jobs will be done differently, where machines and human beings and software and platforms will become the norm.
Another interesting aspect of it all is that the center encompasses what is known as the concept of Society 5.0. So, Professor, can you help us explain what Society 5.0 is and also the plans in place regarding this in the center?
Society 5.0, as I see it, is exactly that kind of society where technological platforms and digital technologies, systems, software, and applications are used across all systems, from commercial transactions, education, mining, agriculture, digital technologies and software and applications, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, in essence, are at the center of how we manage work, how we manage life, including leisure and pleasure. You know how many entertainment systems now are, if you like, online. Your Netflixes and all of those. How we communicate these days. Your WhatsApp, your digital platforms, your Facebooks, and all of those things.
Professor, since the pandemic hit around 2 years ago, many organizations here in South Africa are slowly trying to future-proof their workforces to better prepare themselves for the future. How then can the center assist in achieving such goals?
So what the center will do is actually do a lot of mapping exercises and research to see what jobs are emerging as jobs of the future. Second, and what technologies are being applied and how are they being applied? How can they be applied best to ensure that human beings are marginalized? What curriculum is required at university level, even at high school level, at primary school level, let me say, perhaps even early childhood development, which actually helps human beings be able to actually operate in the future, what you are calling future-proofing, which is a wonderful concept. It also means that we're looking at the skills needed to be taught. We are also future-proofing South Africa, and by extension, we are also future-proofing Africa so that they are not left behind by these technological developments. They're holding obsolete jobs, not learning new skills and new attributes, and not, in a sense, being part of the 21st century. We are, after all, Africa, a continent that is growing, a continent that is young, a continent with a lot of promise.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.